The last simanim here in Hilchos Kriyas Shema deal with the topics of things which are, they're unbecoming for a makom, for a place, for the recitation of Kriyas Shema, because of the foul nature, the lack of kedushas hamachaneh, the vahaya machanecha kadosh. So we're going to think about six different primary areas that'll cover many of the topics in these simonim. We're going to talk about Tzoa, Beis HaKisei, Ashpa, Meiraglayim, Reach Ra, and then the last will be a discussion that relates to Achola with some Ha'aris on Nikiyos Bechlal. But the major topic here is the topic of Tzoa, and that the recitation of Kriyas Shema is incompatible with Tzoa because of Ahaya Machanecha Kadosh. And this idea is unique to the din of Tzoa that distinguishes it from the din of Erva, where V'lo Yira B'cha Erva Stavar, we emphasize more the visibility of the Erva being an affront to your focus on Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim, the Davar Shiv Kedusha. Here, when it comes to Tzoa, it's really a focus on the Makom, this emphasis on V'haya Machanecha Kadosh. And once we understand that it's focused on the makom, we can understand several halachos that are local to this din of Tzoa and Kriyas Shema. So for example, the Gemara we saw has a really curious question in Chaf Hei Amud Aleph regarding Tzoa Overis, Itmar, Tzoa Overis, Abaye Amar Mutar Likros Kriyas Shema, and Rava Amar Asur Likros Kriyas Shema. Where do we bring a raya from? We bring a raya from Evan Hamanugas. So what does that have to do with anything? But if you understand that the din of Kriyas Shema is establishing that this is a makom which is appropriate for Davar Shebekdusha, so perhaps even though the Tzoa is there, but it's not there in such a permanent way that it should transform it into a makom that's not naki. So at least we have a machlokas in the Gemara how it could be that Tzoa Overis could be mutter to be Kori Kriyas Shema, because it's not considered to be that makom. And that's why the tzushtel to makom from Evan Hamanugas makes sense. Similarly, we saw the Gemara regarding Tzoa Ba'ashashis on Tzadi Hamad Beis. This Tzoa, even though it's Nira, but it's not considered to be in this makom because it's covered up, similar to the case where the Gemara gives you right after that, the case of the Tzoa that's in a Guma. So Meniach Sandlo Alea V'Kori Kriyas Shema. Even though usually, you know, you would say, you know, is that such a different Rishus? No, it's not a different Rishus. There's no Mechita Sasara. But because it's in a Guma and it's covered by your shoe, it's not really present in this Makom. And similarly, the Rosh in Simen Mem Vav, he has a machlokas with the Rashba and the Ramban. He doesn't quote the Ramban, but the Ramban sounds like this in his commentary on Chumash. The Rashba says that the Ramban says ala Torah that the problem with Tzoa is also overlapping with Erva. It sounds like it's Tolim Re'ir, like the Rashba says in the Chidushim. So if you have Tzoa in a different plane, you're in this level, and Lamaylo Me'asara or Lamata Me'asara in a different Rishus, there's Tzoa. So the Rosh says, even though it's Nireis, it's not a problem. So why not? Because it's not about seeing. It doesn't overlap with Erva at all. It's really din in the Makom. So in your Makom, there's no Reach Ra, so there's no effect of the Tzoa, and there's no presence of Tzoa because it's in a totally different Rishus. Perhaps this is also how we can understand why you're not allowed to recite Kriyas Shema in the presence of a Beis HaKisei. Even if this Beis HaKisei has no Tzoa, they remove the Tzoa, and there's no Reach Ra, but the Beis HaKisei is a makom that's not fit for a Kedusha. It's not a Vahaya Machanecha Kadosh. So even though there's nothing currently, you know, offensive about it, but the definition of it is offensive. It's not a makom. So if you were to compare this to Arayos, if the person covered up their erva, so then that's okay. But But the now we'll see a little bit later that that's not so simple. But in theory, and similarly, maybe it also makes sense why the Gemara says that an ovit and a graf shel rei, even if they are cleaned out, there's still a problem. Now, it's true, in the Shulchan Aruch, we distinguish between whether it's metal, where it doesn't become disgusting, versus cheres or wood. But even the cheres or wood, if you cleaned it out, it's insufficient. Because it's not so much whether or not, it's not just whether or not you have a foul odor or whether you have tzoah immediately. It's whether this thing creates a makom, whether it's you know, offensive categorically to this makom. What's interesting, though, on the flip side of this idea, is that since it's about makom and it's not about your experience in the moment, right? It's not about the re'iyah. I wonder if there is a logical connection to the din that appears in Pei-Hei, in Simen Pei-Hei Os Beis, Sif Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to tzoah, you're not allowed to be maharer. When it comes to erva, you're allowed to be maharer, but when it comes to tzoah, you're not allowed to be maharer. So I was wondering if that's also, like, even the hearer, like the idea that the presence of this makom is so defiled that even a person here they're not allowed to have. So this is the first element, and that is there is a din that a person has to be marchik from soa, and therefore you're not allowed to recite Kriyashma or Davin or Brachos or Talmud Torah. This tzoah, you have to be marchik. How far do you have to be marchik? So the Gemara told us on Chafav Amin Aleph, you have to be marchik dalet amos, but in front of you, kemelo einav. So this discussion, the Achronim, what happens if it's to the side of you? Is that sufficient to have dalet amos, or do you still need kemelo einav? So some say it depends. If you have to turn your head, then you can suffice with dalet amos, but if it's in your field of vision like this, so then you need kemelo einav. So if you have soa anywhere in your field of vision, this is true even balaila, even if the person is a suma. Why? Because it's still considered to be in their proximity. So that proximity is still going to be a problem. But as we mentioned before, if the tzoa is ba'ashashis, or it's in a kli mechuse, it's covered, then you can daven and you can say Kriya Shema even right next to it. So in the Tefillah Kehilchasa, I should probably get that. What does the sefer you have on Tefillah and Kriya Shema? I don't have it. The modern Ish Yisrael. I don't have that. I have the Tefillah Kehilchasa. So the Tefillah Kehilchasa, he quotes in the footnotes, he says, if you put the diapers in a closed garbage can, even if that garbage can is, clear, it's a clear plastic, it's okay, as long as obviously there's no rach ra, which we'll get to a little bit later. And you can daven right next to it. You realize you have to daven mincha, and it's tzoa in that pail. There's no rach ra. So no, I mean, that's the same thing as tzoa ba'ashashis. Exactly. It's tzoa ba'ashashis. He's just pointing out from the Avnei Nesa that even if it's right in front of you, because since it's covered up, then it doesn't pose a problem for your makom. So this is the basic din of tzoa. We mentioned earlier that there is an extension of this din to the concept of a beis hakisei. So the Gemara in Brachos Nadav Chavav compared the distance that we need from tzoa to a beis hakisei. So even though the Gemara says, oh, beis hakisei, you don't have to go that far, the Gemara says, yeah, that's not really true, because that's talking about a beis hakisei that's chadash. But if it's yashan, then inachanami, then you have to be marchik the same way. So at the end of that Gemara, the Gemara has a line, Amar Rava, Hani bote kisoi defar soi, avagav de isbu tzoa, kistumin damu. Stumin implies that you don't have to be marchik. So what's the story with this beis hakisei defar siyim? So it's based on an architectural arrangement that the Persians figured out, that if you have the underground ditch where the excrement is being deposited on an incline, so then it's going to roll away, it's going to be more than 4 amas from the entry point, and therefore it's not going to have the din of a Beis HaKisa according to the Gemara, because it's not a makom of tzora. So Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva, Evan Ezra, Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Yudalid, he has a suffix whether or not Bismanazeh, our restrooms, our lavatories, our bathrooms, specifically where the toilet is, because sometimes you have a room that has a separate room for the toilet, you can close the door to the washroom area, whether that has the din of the Beis HaKisa Shel Parsim. I saw other later poskim also wonder about this. I did not see anybody who has a definitive conclusion on this matter. And probably the reason is because even though, generally speaking, the tzoa is removed right away when a person flushes, but there is still a period before the person flushes. And, you know, certain children at different ages in our house, maybe sometimes they used to forget. I don't know if this happens yet in your house, but sometimes you would enter into the bathroom and you find nobody remembered to flush the toilet after they left. So poskim are hesitant. Rav Moshe says you can be mefakbek to say that this is considered to be a Beis HaKisa Shel Parsim. The chap of the Beis HaKisa Shel Parsim was that inevitably the toe was going to roll away, therefore it didn't have the din of Beis HaKisa. But here you have to remember to flush, and if somebody didn't do that, or it took them a while, whatever, then perhaps it makes sense why I didn't see any poskim who think that this din should apply Bismanazeh. Did anyone see? Anyone thought that? They assume that it is not. Okay. Right, it's not a poskim. Ramosha is misupik about this. I saw other poskim. I saw in the name of Rav Dov Lior and Rav Yaakov Ariel. They both raise it as a possibility, as Yesh Omer. So that's in terms of the halachic status of bathrooms today. But that's kind of just the basic Kisei Shel Parsim side. Assuming that a toilet today, that room where the toilet is, has the din of a Beis HaKisei, so the Gemara has a concern that you have to be marchik from the Beis HaKisei. So now that would pose a problem if you want to daven and you're standing outside of a bathroom. So this comes up sometimes, especially when you're on an airplane and you have to daven in the galley in the back if you're davening standing up. You had such a maisa, right? You want to repeat the maisa? Maisa Rav. Anyway, so you stand in the back and you're standing right in front of the delis of the Beis HaKisei. So is that a problem? How can you daven right in front of the bathroom in the back of the airplane? So this is tricky, because in the Gemara, all it says is that Beis HaKisei, that you have to be marchik. What's the lashon? The first lashon is omid adam kenezga Beis HaKisei mispalo, and then the Gemara says, no, that's only talking about charati, because the Gemara compares it to lefanov marchik meloenov. So the Beis Yosef has a humongous chiddush. Beis Yosef says, yeah, this is true only if you don't have mechitzos. But if you have mechitzos, that's fine. How does he know this? He says, well, the Gemara is not talking about a case where you have mechitzos. And they used to be mefane in an open makom. And he says, I'll bring you a raya from the Mordechai. The Mordechai here in Os Peivav talks about a daf shemafanim sham that they used, I guess, as a seat. So even though it itself was not a receptacle, it didn't hold on to, they didn't keep tzoa, it wasn't stuck to it or on it, or since it didn't have it stuck to it or on it, it's going to be mutter. The lashon of Mordechai is B'nei Adam sheish lam safsal nakuv bechedram v'nifnin olav imutal likro kriyashma kenegdo v'hitarti lam v'vesi raya mikan kevet she'ein soa al hanekev v'gam ein hagraf tachas hanekev v'ot hanekev tovin mechuse bedaf. So this is the raya of the Beis Yosef. Parenthetically, by the way, the Taz in Sifkat and Gimel points out that this is true for kids' potties. You know that seat thing that they sit on? You know, like the little seat? You have that? You guys use that? You're looking at me.
Many different ones.
So the Taz says he thinks that that's the case of the Mordechai. It's just a seat. But since it's miyuchad for the Mefanim Sham, he says you're not allowed to recite Kriya Shema in front of it.
Wasn't the shape for a race car, though, was it?
The Mordechai, the Hagos, maybe. Mordechai, the Hagos Mordechai has the race car version. So the Beis Yosef says, he says, it sounds like from there that if you had a mechitza, you had something covering it, since you have the daf that goes on top, that last line of the Mordechai, that sounds like that would be okay. The Bach goes bananas, says absolutely not. So if you look in the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says, yeah, well, maybe that's only true if you have a mechitza of Asara. And the Magen Avraham is Machmir. Magen Avraham thinks you should be Machmir. But Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. So I wonder, I suspect, if what's happening is that it's a Shas HaTchak, people are on a plane, and what are you going to do? You know, so you can either daven sitting down or you daven standing up, even though it's in front of the bathroom. So you have three shitas here. You have the Beis Yosef, who's Mekel straight out. That's what he says in Shulchan Aruch. And it's interesting. I don't know how often you have this lashon in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Nira Li. You notice this? I don't know how often this is. Where am I? Shulchan Aruch says, V'yei royally, this is in Pei Gimel in Sif Aleph. V'yei royally, Dahainu kishein lo mechitzus, avim yesh lo mechitzus, ava pi sheyesh bo tzora, kore kenegdo, besamach ve'eno choshech im ein magia lo reach ra. And the Mishnah Berurah here in Os Sifkat and Gimel has a really, really long footnote here, where he goes through all of these achronim who argue on this, and they say, no, since the mechitzos are miyuchados lekabel tzoa, they're kamo tzoa dainina lehu. And it's like a graf shel rei. And he says, lachein tzarech lizor shelo likros lispalo uledaber v'divrei Torah b'chatzar keneged beis hakisa kamo lo einov. Af al pi shehu sogur. Ve'i efshar liras atzoa shebo. So he says, nafkamina, you should make sure that your sukkah shouldn't be opposite a bathroom. However, he says, mikomakom le'es hadchak, yesh lismoch lahakel im ein magia lo reach ra, de'ika svek sveka, meaning the Bach and the Beis Yosef, when it's Bershus Acheres, even if you are, the Bach and the Beis Yosef, if you have mechitzos, and the Rashba and the Rush that we mentioned earlier. He says, and if you close your eyes, it's certainly allowed in this case. So if a person's davening in the back of the plane, so if they close their eyes, it's certainly good. But b'diavad b'shas atchak, Mishnah Berurah says, you can be mekel. So that comes up sometimes with the Beis Hakisei. It's the Har Tzvi. I don't know if anybody gets a chance to see this, the Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Tshuvas in Simen Memches. He says, what happens when you have Re'iyas Delas Beis Hakisei Kisha'adam Nimtzeh Bereshus Befnei Atzmo? So he says, you're in one room, and the door is open, and you see the bathroom. You're not even looking into the bathroom because the bathroom door is closed. But he says, what do you do? So he says, okay, Lamaisa, you can rely on the Sfek Sveka. Number one, you have the Beis Yosef and the Bach who think that when you have a Hepsik of a Mechitza, that's sufficient. Number two, you also have the fact that you are in a different Rishus. So you have the machlokas between the Rush and the Rashba. So between the two of those things, you could be Mako. This is, yes, it's Hartzvi. Or Chaim Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Ches. Said the Sveik Sveik Adedina. And then he introduces one other Ha'ara, which is, it's an interesting Ha'ara. He says, when the Mechitza is not miyuchedes rak lebeis hakisei bovad, elagam lahabayis. Kagon shehismech beis hakisei lahabayis, umechitza achas mishameshes gam lahabayis v'gam lebeis hakisei. So I'm not sure exactly how this looks, but the point is that if you have a wall, and that wall serves the bathroom, but it also serves the house. So let's say, imagine on the other side of this wall, there was a bathroom. So it's true that this wall is the wall of a bathroom, but since it serves the house, you don't say that there's an iser to daven in front of this bathroom. This is an afkamina. Sometimes if you have a house minion, you have a house minion and you know there's a bathroom on the other side of this wall. Since that's not a problem because the wall is a wall of the house. It just happens to be there's a bathroom on the other side. He says an interesting chiddush. He says, let's say you have a door. So he says, but the door is really just, you could dingzach on this, but he says, well, the door is really just part of the wall extension. If you didn't have a bathroom here, you would have the door or the wall anyway, because you can't just have a gap. So he says, he wants to suggest that maybe you could consider that door also part of the kosel, which is mishamish, the bias, and the beis hakisei, and therefore it's not buttled to the beis hakisei. That's his suggestion.
Seriously, once you bring in spek sfekas, you wouldn't even bring in the subject of this is...
Yeah, that's a good point. Then maybe it's not even a beis hakisei at all. That's great. Yeah.
Here in the Yishei Yisraeli quotes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky.
Yes.
That it's not clear if you have a bathroom, which also has a bathtub.
Oh, so I was wondering about that also. Exactly. So I was wondering about that also, that maybe, but it didn't sound like this from the, I don't know, but certainly if you have the toilet room which has a door in it, great, or you have a Tzuras HaPesach, that's going to give you another Rishus. But even if not, if you have sinks and you have a shower, so it might be a Beis HaMerchatz, but, so that's interesting. See, that's what he quotes in the Isha Yisrael.
It says, Ulai Toloi Eza Iker.
Ah, good. Okay, very good. So this is the din of the bathroom. I don't know that you really have this last svar of the Hartzvi in the airplane bathroom door, because the airplane bathroom is kind of like its own cubicle. It's not really, right? It like juts out of the plane. So I don't know that you would have this tzad kula, but we had another set of kulas and lechor, it's a shasat chak, because if you want to daven standing up, it's going to be difficult to do that at your seat, and you wouldn't want to do that standing in the hall, like in the aisle, and get mowed down by the people walking, or that, you know, the cart situation. So ad kan for the din of Beis HaKisei. A related din, which is quoted here in the Gemara on Chaf Hei Amid Aleph, is the din of Ashba. So the Gemara here talks about all kinds of things which are foul, Tzoas Chazirim, Tzoas Klovim, the Pi Chazir, which is like Tzoa Overes, and we also have an Ashba. The Argamar has V'lo keneged soas ashba sherecha ra. That's the girsa that we have. But the gra changes the girsa. I don't know if you noticed this. The gra, in the little tiny aleph, he changes it to V'lo keneged ashba. And that's the girsa in the Rosh, in Simen Mem Vav. Ashba sherecha ra. And he quotes from this from the Yerushalmi. And the Madana Yontif there quotes from the Mordechai Yaffa, from the Levush, to say this is true for anything which is saruach, which is rotten. So it's not just a din in Tzoa, it's also a din in Ashba, something which is disgusting. Because let's say you could say, look, I'm davening an outdoor minyan, you know, the outdoor minyanim, some of them are still going, apparently, outdoor minyanim, but there's a dumpster. Do you have to worry about davening at an outdoor minyan where there's a dumpster? So say, well, in this dumpster, there are no children in the house. They have no diapers. So there's no tzoa in the dumpster. But it could be that the tzoa, the dumpster is clean,
and they're very, very makbid that there's no filth in the dumpster, and it could be they just took out the garbage, so it's empty, and you're far away from the reach, so it's still going to be okay. But if you have a dumpster that's full of garbage, especially in the summertime, so you're davening an outdoor minyan, if the dumpster is masriach, even if you can't smell it, you're not close enough that you could smell it, but it's in your field of vision. You're standing outside, you're davening near the dumpster. Sounds like it should be a problem. The dumpster has the din of tzoah. The case is over there. Ashba kareach sheyesh bo reach ra. Correct. But the Ma'adan Yantav is saying that anything which is rotten has the din of ashba. Of tzoa. Meaning it's the same thing. And the Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah.
Right.
So Aruch HaShulchan writes in Ayin Vav in Os Chaf Aleph, he thinks that this is true for anything which is disgusting, including vomit. He quotes other Achronim who are Mekel, but he thinks you should consider vomit to be the same thing as soa. Those of us who belong to the parents' union, we know the only thing that's worse than soa is ki. Vomit is definitely the worst, hands down. It's the worst. So the ki is the worst. That's what Aruch HaShulchan says. He says yesh. There's some more Mekel. There's some Achronim who are Mekel because they say it's not soa. But I think that's what you're basically getting from this thread. And the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch himself, in Simen Pei Vav, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Pei Vav, he says, "Shitzarach laharchich min mayim sruchim, mayim sruchim omei mishra shishor ben pishton o canvas tzarach laharchich mayhem kamo min atzoa." These are things that have a foul odor, or like the prima gadim. The prima gadim is in ayin tes sif katan tes vav. He also makes the same point. That this prima gadim. It's the way end of Ayin Tes. Ashba sherecha ra mistama mitzoas ad meraglaim. This says, v'hine kol davar sherecha ra afilu ein mitzoa aser. Anything that's it's disgusting. So this din of ashba sometimes comes up. It doesn't, right, it's not limited. It doesn't mean that a person only has to be worried about soa. It could also be true if they have a disgusting garbage which is exposed in the kitchen. So if you have a garbage can with a lid on it and it doesn't smell, no problem. But if the garbage is open, right? So then if the dumpster is open, so then it's going to be a problem. So if the dumpster is closed and you don't have any reach getting to you, so it's like tzor ba'ashashis. Okay, it's closed and doesn't have any reach. But, you know, if there's no lid on the garbage and the garbage is open, so l'chora, it's going to be a problem. The same thing if there's, you know, if there's a dead cat in the alley and you're having the backyard minion. L'chora, the dead cat in the alley is mos. It's disgusting. Ad Khan for Ashba.
And it's clear that all these points were saying that we're going to completely equate it to Tzohar.
That's what the Shulchan Aruch says about Maim Sruchim, and that's what the Ma'adan Yantav says from the Levush. Can't say everyone. I'm saying this is the that's what the Aruch HaShulchan.
Argument that something that smells, so you just something to smell.
Right, but that's what you're saying. It's not like that. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says about vomit. That's the same din as soa. Because, l'chura, these things, it's not the same as reach she'ein lo ikar. It's this gufa is the thing which is disgusting. Okay. On to meraglayim. So, the Gemara already distinguished between soa and meraglayim, that meraglayim, it's only aser min haTorah keneged ha'amud. And that's why the Gemara told us that if you have a suffix, it's going to be mutter. it's going to be mutter if it's, as long as it's against Zeira, as long as it's not Tofeach, why should that be? So the Rashba says that it's because it's considered to be Ervas Davar if it's Keneged Ha'amud. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he has a very interesting cheshbon. He thinks that the pshat in that Rashba is that since it's Keneged Ha'amud, since it's a hemshech of the person's Amma, their Erva, then that's like Erva Mamish. Thought that was very interesting. Because originally, if someone were to ask you, why is there a difference between, you know, pooled urine on the floor versus Keneged Ha'amud, so maybe you would say, well, because it's more, you know, disgusting when it's immediately being released from the body. But Rav Moshe understands that he thinks that it's because it's connected to the Makom Ha'erva. That's the Rav Moshe's svara for this Rashba. But midrabanan, we're going to extend it to anything which is pooled, as long as it's still tofeach. However, we say that you can still be mevatel this, just like you can be mevatel tsoa, where if you have thick spit, roke, ava, like really chazak, thick roke, you can spit on it and be mevatel it for those few moments until the roke dries out. So too, you can be mevatel the meiraglim. The Rosh quotes 2 days in the Rishonim. How much water do you need? One revius for all the meiraglim that are there, or one revius for every installment of meiraglim. The Shulchan Aruch has machmir and ayin zayin and beis. But if a person, the Shulchan Aruch says in ayin ches aleph, if a person has the meiraglim which is shosis al raglov, you have to stop. But then you can continue to be mamshich because it's mechutz, says based on the Rashba, that you don't have to be marchik 4 amos from the meirag line if you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, which we're going to come back to. It's going to be important in a few minutes. That's in terms of meirag line. What about the reach ra, just the reach? And now we come to our heiliger anosmiaks, what we've been waiting for all day. So the Gemara says that there's a difference between reach ra, that is yesh lo ikar, and a reach ra, that is ein lo ikar. So if it's yesh lo ikar, the machlokas here in the Gemara is between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Rav Huna says, just be marchik dalet amos from the ikar, and Rav Chisda says, no, you have to be marchik dalet amos mimakom shepasak ha-reach. And we actually have machlokas Rambam and the Ravid, and other Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Ravid, like the majority of the Rishonim that we paskin like Rav Chisda. Then it's mimakom shekala hareach. But if it's ein lo ikar, so the Gemara is a chiluk between Kriya Shema and Talmud Torah. When it comes to Kriya Shema, it's also to be kori Kriya Shema. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, so the Gemara says it's also if the person themselves passes gas, it's ein lo ikar, but it still has reach ra. But if it's a neighbor, somebody else, when it comes to Talmud Torah, so we're not going to make you leave. So Rashi explains why. But it's impossible. People are falling asleep in the Beis Medrash, and there's a chazaka, they're going to be motzi reach. So there's nothing you could do about it. So it's interesting, the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din. This is in Ayin Tes. Shulchan Aruch says, Yatzimenu reach melamata asa b'divrei Torah ad shechala reach v'im yatzimei chaveru muta b'divrei Torah mishum d'yef shashal talmidim tzasim gortzim tzasim yishenim afichim b'sof hashenah avalikris kriyashma asar ad shechala reach. So the Magen Avraham here wonders. He says, maybe, this is in Ayin Tes, Mishnah Berurah just says Ayin Magen Avraham, but the Magen Avraham has a suffix on this din, that when it comes to Kriya Shema, it's also because Efshel lost his lechutz, he quotes that Rashi, so maybe, when it comes to Talmud Torah, im lomei b'yachid ve'efshel lo lotzis l'makom acher, also lomod kan. It says, V'afsha came into Logos Rabban and Insarf Latze. So he leaves it as a suffix. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say what the din is. But that's the din in terms of the Reach. What about if you have an aerosol? You have, what's it called? The Febreze. And you can combat the Reach Ra. So if you look in the Tshuvas of the Leiv Chaim, Rav Chaim Falaji, he quotes Achronim who are Makel. Says, Lamaisa, the issue is the Reach. So you got rid of the Reach. Not a problem. And then he says, what about an anosmiak? A guy who doesn't have a chush hareach, he says, doesn't help to be in an Osmiak. You have to inquire. You have to ask people. So he says, if the guy is learning Talmud Torah, and he's yatzar reach milamata, but he doesn't know if it smells, because he's in a nazmiak. So you know what he has to do? He has to ask the next door guy. He has to look and see if he was nishtaru panav, and see to tell whether or not the reach is there. And similarly, he says, if you are in a place where you have to be concerned about their soa in that area, so there's a suffix. So we say there's a difference between the suffix and soa and the bias and the ashba. The bias, there's assumed to be no soa there. But let's say the guy's in an osmiak. He doesn't know. So if he's in a place where you don't have to worry about it, so you don't have to worry about it. But if he's in a place where you do have to worry about it, the fact that he can't smell it doesn't help. And he says, therefore, if you did say Shema and you're in an osmiak and yatza reach ra mimenu, but he didn't smell it, but it was there, or he was in a place that he had to be concerned that there was a reach ra and he just didn't notice it, he has to be chos of a korei. Because we pointed out that for purposes of Krishma, both midaraisa and midrabanan, when you have these issues, you have to be chos of a korei. Unlike tefillah, where he said it's only for bina Torah, but midrabanan, so the anazmiak, the person who can't smell, is still subject to the rules of reach ra. Interesting. Okay. So now, just halacha lamaisa for chole and a couple of other related items. So, lo aleinu, this can come up on a regular basis in a hospital setting where a person, lo aleinu, needs to be connected to various devices, a catheter or something else, where there is tzoa and meraglayim. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simen Pei, if Rachman on the slide, a person has an illness where Misha Eini Yochel Li Shomer Mehafiach, and the Shulchan Aruch says he's Bori She Eini Yochel Lamed Al Atzma Mil Hafiach Ad Shiyugmer Kriyash Ma Tfila Muter Shiyavr Zman Kriyash Ma Tfila V'Lo Yispal Ma Shiyispal V'Lo Gof Naki. And if you miss davening, so you have Tashlumin. That's it. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So comes the Rama in a tshuva. I don't know if anybody had a chance to look it up. Put on the Mar Mekomos. This is Shut Rama Simen Tzaniches. What happened? Echad shahaya lo choli ha'even b'nei me'ayim v'koach zeh ha'choli ha'yem etavtik v'menu tamid me'raglayim la'onso. What do you do about Kriyash Ma'at Tefillin and Kinisaso v'beis ha'knesses? So the Rama is Mekel. He says an interesting diuk. He says, what did we say? This case, the case of the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't reference this case in the Shulchan Aruch, but what are we talking about? He says, this is all true because, at least the way the Rama presents it, this is not exactly what he says, but the point is, the Rama says this argument, the Rama says, we weren't mamid that the guy cannot read Kriya Shema l'netzach nitzachim. In our parlance, the Shulchan Aruch, he's not relating to the Shulchan Aruch, but the concept, the Shulchan Aruch only said, this is the guy who's going to miss man Kriya Shema, but maybe he'll say it later. But la'olam, ilo lo yichnas vezrez o yispal, ein lo takana, then it's mutter. Why? Because it's asi is chiyav doraisa of kriyashma, or tefillah shel rabim, and bidoche the drabanan of the presence of the meraglayim. Rak, he says, that at the moment that it's being mitaftef, you don't read. Okay. So comes the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Ches, Simen Aleph, and he has a debate with Rav Moshe. He takes on, Rav Moshe has, I think, did I tell you what the Mar Mokom is for this Rav Moshe before? It's Evan Ezer, no, Orachayim, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Chav Zayin, Omad Meraglayim B'chole, Shamer Glaim Yotzen Derech Konishal Rubber, 1958. So the Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenburg totally disagrees with Rav Moshe's analysis. Rav Moshe is Mekel, and he thinks that you need the catheter to be covered based on the Rashba, and his analysis of the Rashba. The Tzitz Eliezer is Mekel. He quotes from a Tshuva the Malamed Lahoel, which I didn't have a chance to look up. But he quotes from the Malamed Lahoel, who is Mekel, and the Tzitz Eliezer has a very interesting diuk. He says, when the Ramo said Li Olam, he does not think, Tzitz Eliezer does not think that this means that the person has to be condemned Lo Aleinu, that they have to, you know, have this Catherine Lenetzach Mitzachim. He thinks that Li Olam means that they won't have it for the rest of the day, and they're going to be mevatel completely the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema today. It's a huge nafkamina. But if the person has to go into the hospital for a medical procedure, they're going to be there for 2 or 3 days, and they need this catheter for a few days, so that Tzitz Eliezer says, we're going to be mekel for them. Because it's the equivalent of the Ramah's Leolam. So if you look in the Nishmas Avram, which I brought here, so the Nishmas Avram, you know, he always quotes, Dr. Abraham, he always quotes the most contemporary poskim on medical halacha issues, so it's a really important place to know and to get. In the Kol, we have this old version. This is the new Ma'adur Metukenet. It's the new edition. It's awesome. So he quotes from, this is in Melchus Kriyat Shema Siman Ayin Vav, footnote number 2, the Kol with the catheter. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman that you don't have to cover the tube and the bag, unlike Rav Moshe, who said that you have to cover the tube and the bag. Shlomo Zalman says you don't have to cover the tube and the bag. He says, interesting svara. Why? He says, I heard this from Shlomo Zalman. He says, because since the tube and the bag are chad pa'ami, they don't have the din of an ovit. They don't have the din of graf, because they're going to be thrown out. They don't have the din of a kli. So what are you left with? Just the meraglaim. Well, the meraglaim are covered. It's like the din of the guy who was shoses be'emtza tefillah, that the begadim are covering it. So even though there's moisture there, there's wetness there, since it's not keneged ha'amud. So what about the person, you don't know whether it's keneged ha'amud. So you say safek d'rabbanan, you check. If before the person is about to say Kriyat Shema, nothing is coming out, so you assume that's it. So that's in terms of meraglaim. But what about the other case, the more difficult case? He says, chola im kolostamia o iliostamia. Coloscopy, I don't know what the next one is. In the back he has something. He says, nebuch v'chola was avar nituach leftoach lochor babeten shemisham hu motzi es hatzoa. So what do you do in that case? So he quotes a machlokas achronim, whether or not this is called tsoa b'makoma. We saw in the Shulchan Aruch, we were more machmir when it was tsoa b'makoma, because that's the nafesh zuama, based on the Gemara in Yuma. So first he quotes the Minchas Yitzchak, yesh lahatelo lispalol kol zman shamakom mechusa ve'in magia lo reach ra. But you have to aser mitzad tsoa b'makoma b'shas yitzia me'aguf. As long as you check before, make sure there's no tzoa there at that moment coming out of the guf, and you clean it off, that's going to be fine. However, he quotes later from Rav Waldenberg, who says that in this case, and then he quotes from Rav Azriel Orbach, who said he heard this from Rav Yashiv, that the din of tzoa b'makoma only applies to the piyat habas. This is my explanation. He says it doesn't apply to the place where the tube is entering into the person's abdomen. So then you're going to go back to the regular dinim of reach ra and the tzoa being covered. Which brings us to the last little nekuda that I wanted to raise, which is this interesting machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda in the Gemara. Itmar tsoa al basaro. So, what's going on here with this tsoa al basaro? L'chora, if it's tsoa al basaro, you have to be marchik dal and amas. It's got to be kamalo enam. Like, what on earth is going on over here? How do you have a machlokas? So the Rosh quotes one Yeshomer and says, yeah, the whole case is over here is because it's not nira. And some achronim understand what that means. It's not nira means it's a part of the body which is constantly covered. Let's say in the person's underarm. So it's not just that it's covered with their sleeve, it's in their underarm. However, if you saw in the Rambam has an amazing shot in this line, where the Rambam understands that this is not stam tzoa, it's tishtushe tzoa, it's just the remnants of tzoa. So it's not actual tzoa. So those are different approaches in the Gemara. Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, in Ayin Vav, let's see. And it's covered with the begadav. So then, yesh matirim v'yesh osrim. Why? Because it's a machlokas rishonim, whether or not you pass like Rav Huna and or Rav Yehuda. V'yesh omer b'shalohit ramater b'tzoa al besor el b'makom shinichse me'elea b'lo malbush kagon atzil yadav v'nachon lasus k'divrei hamachmir. It's appropriate to follow the machmirim. What was the machlokas in the Gemara, right? Whether or not this tzoa, which is covered or permanently covered by atzilei yadav, is that a dafka, a problem of the piv and the chotim because of kol neshama, or kolatz mosai tamarna because it's on the arm? I still don't fully understand. I don't know if anybody has a great shot. According to the first shot in the Rishonim, in the Shulchan Aruch, that this is not tishtushe tzoa, and it's not under atzilei yadav, why is it really mutter just because it's covered with your clothing? I don't really understand that. Even though I understand it's like erev b'hashoshes, or it's like covered with your foot, but lamaisa, it's like tzoa mamish. So you have to understand something like that, because it's normally covered, because it is covered, that I don't know. But lamaisa, that din will be enough to explain how you can get away, as long as there's no, as long as it's not halacha. Hey, so b'fiat tabas afilu mechusa also likros l'diver akol afilu ina nearest because you omeid the nearest kru yoshi because it's nafesh zuamei. So in the case where the person rachman l'tzlan has the thing coming out of their abdomen, so if you follow the make an opinion that there's no tzoba mekoma because it's not the piat tabas. So then, even if there is some tzoa there, but there's no reach ra because it's in the plastic container and it's covered up, and it, according to Rosh Hashanah, doesn't have the din of an ovit because it's going to be thrown out. So Hashem Yishmarenu. So to summarize, we talked about six topics. Just overall, we talked about the din of tzoa, the fact that it's special as a makom as opposed to erva, unlike the Rashba, who says that it overlaps with erva, like the Ramban. We talked about the Melo Einov. We talked about the Beis HaKiseh and the question of the door of the Beis HaKiseh, how much you have to be marchik, the Achronim. We talked about the Ashba and the extension of the Tzoa Beis HaKiseh to other things which are foul, like vomit. We talked about Meiraglayim, the kulas of Meiraglayim vis-a-vis Tzoa, the Dafka Keneged HaAmud, and the Safek. We talked about Reach Ra and how we can combat it with the spray as well as the anosmiac situation. And then the case of the Chola, which hopefully should never be Lamaisa, but in case of need, as long as these things are throwaway, so if it's a throwaway, so then you don't have to worry about the ovet, but if it's like a hard plastic thing that it's not a throwaway, so then you have to treat it like an ovet, like a ovet shel meraglayim, or like a graf shel rei, you have to put it in the bathroom and close the door, as long as there's no reach ra coming from there. And in terms of the actual catheter, so Rav Moshe thinks it has to be covered. Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't think it has to be covered, and the person should just check to make sure there's nothing going out right before they daven, and they say Kriyat Shema, and then hopefully they should have Rav Shlomo.